Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
For Joyce Riley, hoping you're all doing absolutely marvelous on your radio. It looks like good news happening everywhere. First off, this is the broadcast for the 5th of February, 2015. And ladies and gentlemen, we talked about vaccines yesterday on my program, Liberty Roundtable Live. And we talked about this strange issue where they're now manipulating reality to the point where parents are, well, believing in the lie is the best way to describe it. Here's what's going on. Parents are now hostile to other parents. So think about playground day, if you will. Parents are now confronting each other on the playground over vaccinations. The idea is, hey, mommy A, mommy B, get together for play day on the playground like they do weekly. And, well, Mom A wants to politely know how to ask about vaccinations. And if Mommy A asks Mommy B about vaccinations and Mommy B somehow doesn't vaccinate, play day is over. You got that? And it's kind of like doctors or individuals asking another American, hey, do you guys have a gun in the house? And now that's starting to happen as well, where parents are getting involved. See, if somebody has a gun in their house, it might not be good for little Johnny. And if Mom B does not vaccinate, I mean, what a horrible woman she really is. Yeah, this is serious. So we're talking about this scenario with vaccines, folks. It's a serious issue. Now the main headlines are saying this. Should we tax vaccine deniers? Should we shame vaccine deniers? Should we sue vaccine deniers? What should we do with these anti-vaxxers, huh? What should we do with them? This is a serious problem. And it's all about this measles situation. And on one hand, the government says, hey, serious measles vaccine side effects are extremely rare, says your government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know without a doubt that your government lies to you, right? You know government lies. And since government lies, they say serious measles vaccine side effects, extremely rare. Well, how do you know that, Sam? Well, because there's a National Vaccine Compensation Fund tells you that it's way more often, way more expensive than your government is willing to admit. Otherwise, why would the taxpayers have to pay out millions and millions of dollars in compensation to innocent Americans when vaccines go wrong? See, they can't have it both ways. If the vaccine companies produce safe and effective vaccines, then they should be responsible or accountable when it goes wrong. You see, these car manufacturers, they have a problem with the starter switch, a problem with this, a problem with that. Who's responsible? The answer is the car manufacturer. Well, the vaccine manufacturers have had so many problems with vaccines, so many times where there are side effects, they are not safe and effective, to the point where they went to government and said, golly, we can't handle the meltdown, the expenses, if it goes wrong. Government said, we'll take over, we'll get you off the hook, and we'll have the individuals get compensated by the taxpayers instead. Let's talk about vaccines today. You are listening to the Power Hour on GCN.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
With you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio, filling in for Joyce Riley. Hard-hitting talk takes to the airwaves now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 5th, 2015. We're delighted to be here and want you to know they got incredible deals with 20% off on most products. ThePowerMall.com. I'm telling you right now, do business with the good guys, the Power Mall. Say Sam and Kurt sent you on behalf of Joyce, and you want to do business with the good guys. They got products all over the place. I'll get into some of the details as the show unfolds. By the way, second hour, Shane Harger with us. Third hour, Sheriff Mack with us. And Sheriff Mack's got an absolute bold strike against the IRS coming up. Just thought I'd tell you that. We're talking about vaccinations, ladies and gentlemen. Parents are now starting to confront one another on the playground. You know, Mommy A is going to Mommy B. I just can't believe how those parents don't vaccinate their kids. I mean, imagine if Johnny were to get sick because some idiot. How do you politely ask people about their vaccination status? Is the government training propaganda as of late? It's kind of like asking a parent, do you have a gun in the house? Man, if Johnny's mom has a gun in the house and she does not vaccinate Johnny, man, play days are over. Okay, the government says measles vaccine side effects are extremely rare. I don't believe the lie, and the reason that I don't believe them is because, number one, government always lies. But number two, and even more important, there's a national government vaccine compensation fund that pays out a chunk of change when it goes wrong, when those side effects that supposedly are extremely rare are more rare than they admit. And so, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big problem. The vaccine manufacturers have transferred liability from themselves for the vaccines they make, which they run around and the government runs around and says how safe and effective they are, from themselves to the taxpayer with a national compensation fund. It's a vaccine compensation fund. Why would they do that if it was so rare and if vaccines were really safe and effective? And the answer is they wouldn't. So the taxpayers have to pay for it. Now, they say the dangers of measles are real. Before the vaccines were widely in use, up to 500 children die from the disease each year. Now, that's a serious problem. But we know that hygiene, we know that sanitary conditions, we know that modern plumbing, etc., has made a tremendous difference in the world when it comes to how deadly or disabling these diseases that we're all in fear of become. I'll give you proof. Somebody in America gets measles. How often do they die? Very rarely. What do we got, 100 people in America that's got the measles, or 150 now that have the measles or something? Okay, how many people are going to die? How many people are dead as a result? If you have a seriously compromised immune system, you might die from the measles or the flu. Oh, by the way, more people die from the flu by far than the measles. But nevertheless, how many people die? And the answer is we've got great medical care in America. Sanitary conditions in most situations are quite good. The nutrition's there. Okay, you look at third world countries and you got a serious different scenario altogether. They don't have clean water. They don't have proper nutrition. The list goes on and on and on and on, folks. Well, pediatricians are now pushing back against parents that won't vaccinate their kids either. Many doctors are starting to say, you know what, you're not welcome in my waiting room. You're not welcome to come to me as a physician if you don't vaccinate, because you're putting all my other patients at risk. Now, never mind that if you're vaccinated, it shouldn't affect you. If some goofball that's not vaccinated, it should get the measles because you're vaccinated and you wouldn't get it. But no, they don't go for that. Then they start talking about herd mentality. I'm sorry, it's not really mentality. Herd immunity. But my question to you is that the herd mentality they've created to demand herd immunity so they can vaccinate all of us and force the jab on us? Whatever happened to pro-choice ideas? When it's murdering a baby, a pro-death policy, they love pro-choice. But when it comes to my ability to determine the risk-reward analysis on if I want a vaccination or not, then they don't really think I should have a choice. In fact, I'm an irresponsible jerk. Pediatricians are pushing back against parents that won't vaccinate. And now they say measles keeps rising. What should we do with those anti-vaxxers? You know, you got the truthers, the birthers, and the anti-vaxxers. Should we tax the vaccine deniers? Should we shame them? Should we jail them? What should we do with them? That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. Do you want to chime in on this, Kurt? What are they going to do? We hear more and more that Barack Obama's going to push hard to force us all to take the jab. And you see it starting in the healthcare industry, but they claim that, you know, we thought gay marriage was far, far from the state of Utah. It would be years, would successfully put together a challenge. Judges and the people would never go for it. It's a very conservative Republican religious state, not a chance on this green earth, we thought. And wham, with a stroke of a pen, for the most part, everybody just rolled over. Kurt? And do you think that's going to happen with vaccinations? Is Barack just going to come out and say, we've got a measles epidemic, we've got a flu epidemic, we've got a possible, what's that other disease they got going on? It was really hot for a couple of days in the news a month or two ago. What's that thing called?
Let's see.
It's Ebola? SARS.
Was that Ebola?
Oh, yeah, Ebola. Yeah, good point. We got that Ebola going on. And with all these epidemics happening, Kurt, we just can't let the first world melt down in some kind of medical crisis. Barack, just with a stroke of a pen, might say, you must vaccinate your children. And if not, not only do you have insurance fines for not getting insurance care, but you're going to have vaccination fines because of your irresponsibility. Your lack of concern for your fellow men is evident in your terrorist ways. When we've been saying you're a domestic threat, and this just takes this threat to the beyond red level, and we got to do something else. What do you think, Kurt? Are they going to do that?
Well, you know, the interesting, it seems like each time there's some deal like this, there's an opportunity, I guess you could say, that for the, I was going to say truthers, but, you know, the, you know, pro-freedom club or whatever to hard-hitting material. And in this case, I think one of the pluses that's available is this whole idea that, you know, typically these pro-vaxxers, you know, the people that want everybody to take the jab, they're also a big kind of amnesty crowd people. Where they're, we don't want the borders to be secure because, you know, I mean, aren't you for choice in those people in the border and all that kind of stuff? And so I believe...
Yeah, I have no choice to come here legally. Sure.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely,
you know,
sure.
They're all, you know, well, we need this...
I was just making a point that I'm not against those people. I'm just against illegality. That's all.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right.
Well, but I believe that if we're smart here, anytime somebody's bringing up this whole, well, if your kids aren't vaccinated, you know, you're part of the problem, then I believe we can bring up this thing about how when we have uncontrolled borders, hey, you know, what's going to come across them? Kind of like when the sheriff, David A.
You mean like measles, Kurt? Might come across the border.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's right. I'm like about pretty much anything. Hepatitis,
well, since you're just in a white privilege and you're a white extremist, I understand why you'd go off like that.
But you've got that, and then remember our buddy Sheriff David A. Clark when they were having the whole Ferguson thing, you know, and they were all saying, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, or whatever it was. He was like, look, all lives matter. What about all these little
and by the way,
been killed, you know, through abortion and stuff? He brought that up.
By the way, that sheriff, he's black, Kurt, and he agrees exactly with me. I said the same thing without even hearing what he had to say, and I'm white. And you want to know why we're saying the same thing, Kurt?
Because he's a good, honest American.
Yeah, because we're both telling the truth. All lives matter, folks.
Yeah.
Come on. We don't need collaborate or anything.
Then they don't want to talk about it anymore if you bring up, you know, the abortion.
Especially if the black guys and the white guys agree, then it's a non-touchable.
Yeah, because that's not good, because that's not racist, you know. I mean, we got to foment problems, you know.
Now, Rand Paul had an incredible event, Kurt, and it touched on some of these vaccination issues and doctor issues and such like that. And you emailed me, the link to the soundbite. I'm like, hey, what am I supposed to do with this? And anyway, it's too long to play on the air. Right, you know, today. But what I'm telling you is I have never seen I don't want to say politician, because that's not exactly fair to Rand, Kurt. But I have never seen an elected official, let me just put it that way, take on the government-controlled media, the mainstream press, as hard as Rand did in this interview. This lady tried to bait Rand at every turn, and he absolutely slaughtered her. I mean, instead of being polite, he's like, let me finish. No. Stop. You are not going to get away with asking me a question without letting me answer it. He was very, very hardcore to the point where she was crawling and begging and apologizing by the end of the interview. Who was that interviewed him, Kurt?
Well, it's a CNBC news babe, is what I'd call her. I know that means I'm insensitive, and I don't know what other things I am, but you know,
well, besides an anti-woman bigot, nothing.
Anyway, they call her name is Kelly Evans. You know, when I first heard the Kelly, I thought it was the Megyn Kelly, but you know, she's the Fox News babe.
That Fox News babe is too busy telling Huckabee how she's into just being news babe's gone wild kind of a deal.
I know, that's a mess.
I hear that.
Anyway,
we're going to take a quick pause, and I'll let you finish on the other side, Kurt, because the mess is coming. and we are filling in for Joyce Riley, and would love to take your calls. And you got to use my number, by the way. It's 866-986-NEWS. Toll free, 866-986-6397. You are listening to the Power Hour on GCN.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Sam and Kirk filling in for Joyce Riley. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. We're talking about vaccinations and how the government's gone nuts. Absolutely gone crazy over this vaccine thing to the point where they're stirring up parents against parents. Parents are asking each other on the playground, do you vaccinate your kids? If not, play date for Johnny's over. Not only that, it's kind of like doctors asking, do you have a gun in the house? Parents are asking, are you vaccinating your kids? And they tell you how safe and effective vaccines are, but I'm submitting they're not very safe or effective. And if you don't believe me, the vaccine companies are not responsible when it goes wrong, when it's not safe and or effective. And so they created this national vaccine compensation fund, and the taxpayers are on the hook for the liabilities when it all goes wrong. And the taxpayers literally have to pay out millions and millions of dollars. And if it's safe and effective, how come? And the battle rages on, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to this. Now, I just want to say, too, these vaccines, Kurt, are very dangerous, in my opinion. Now, Rand Paul stood up to this lady. What was it? MSNBC, is that what you said it was?
No, CNBC.
Oh, CNBC.
Yeah.
And what happened was...
It's kind of tough to keep track of all that.
Well, yeah, and really, are you allowed to use that close of a name unless you're kind of affiliated or what? Anyway... she tried to bait him with every topic, so she's kind of like, well, you're anti-vaccine, aren't you, Rand? And Rand's like, ma'am, you are absolutely perverting this discussion. Why are you poisoning the well like this? First off, I'm not anti-vaccine, but I am pro-choice on vaccine. And she goes, well, why would you put people in harm's way? And she just, every question, every leading manipulative answer she tried to force, he just absolutely barbecued her. So he says, you know what, ma'am? I'm actually for vaccines. I'm okay with them. But I believe in freedom, and I believe people should have a choice. In fact, that's been going on since like 1776. Are you okay with that? And then what it should do, and this is their common tactic, Kurt, that I want to bring up and let you respond to. That's their common tactic. So then when she gets barbecued on that point, she moves to the next point, to the next point, the next point, the next point. She got absolutely schooled on every single point that she tried to bring up. Instead of Rand Paul backing down, he absolutely took off the gloves, took her to task. At the end of the interview, she was apologizing, going, I'm so sorry. And he scolded her at the end. And he's like, you know what? I don't know why. We could have actually covered valuable information for the American people to understand and learn and be part of and solutions. And you poisoned the well and made that virtually impossible. This interview was an absolute waste. And she was apologizing and going, well, I hope you'll possibly consider coming back. And if we had Americans that were elected officials, talk show hosts like me and you and others, who were willing to literally just school the mainstream press that hard, that in your face, they would be forced to stop, Kurt. They would not be able to continue their gatekeeping, manipulative, agenda-driven hostility anymore.
Well, it's a great point, Sam, and, that's one of my favorite parts about this thing is the whole showing people what's kind of going on. So many times you'll tune in or watch an interview and, you see the host just talking over the guest, where they're both talking at the same time and you feel like, man, do these people not listen to each other? I mean, it's just insane the way they do it. And
But they do it that way, Kurt, because it's worked for them. And we basically politely, because we're polite people, we've backed down or we've done whatever. Now, Rand Paul actually tweeted a photo of himself getting a booster vaccinations, proving that he's not anti-vaccine, that he's actually for them. On one hand, I'm glad that he believes in choice and he believes in letting people decide for themselves. Let people create their own risk-reward analysis and make their choice. That's wonderful, Kurt. At the same time, pretty soon what people are going to do is they're going to go, Sam, you're whacked out. Even Rand Paul, who might believe in choice, still has a brain. Come on, Sam. Come on, Kurt. See what they've done? Even Rand Paul is a little bit fallen for the lie, Kurt.
Yeah, and that's the sad part about the whole Rand Paul fallout of this, at least in my opinion, is, and I see this so many times with him compared to his father, is that, there'll be some deal that's getting kind of hot, and, then he seems to, kind of fit right in, it's that way with the amnesty stuff.
It's the politician thing, Kurt, where it's very hard to attack him. In other words, you can say, philosophically, Rand Paul's for freedom, but when it push comes to shove, he knows how to keep America safe. That's why he's taking the vaccine. And so the problem is it kind of backfires when you have that compromised position. In other words, you believe in freedom, but yet you took the vaccine, really meaning you philosophically believe, but when it comes to reality, it's different. All right, a quick pause. You can respond to that on the other side. We'd love to hear from you if you want to chime in. The number is 866-986-NEWS or 866-986-6397. You are listening to the Power Hour.
The shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back to the live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby filling in for Joyce Riley, talking about vaccinations. I'm telling you right now, the government's gone belligerent. And I believe they're using this as kind of a crazy tactic to get us all to go along with vaccines. I don't know if Rand Paul's participating in it necessarily. I don't have evidence necessarily that he is. On one hand, he says he's for freedom, and philosophically, I'm sure he is. But then he sent out a tweet, a photo of him taking the jab. And I'm kind of concerned about that because it might backfire to where everybody will be like, you know, you could philosophically believe in choice and freedom, and that's great. But when push comes to shove, by golly, you got to be for vaccinations. I'm afraid that's what's happening. Lauren in Ohio, what do you think?
Well, I think this is what comes with ignorance.
I agree, but do you think it's propaganda, though? Do you think Rand Paul's playing into a game here, or do you think he genuinely believes in freedom?
Well, I'll tell you. I was a drug rep, and my father was a physician. And
hold on. Let me stop you so people understand. A drug rep means that you work for the pharmaceutical industry, right?
Oh, my gosh. You know, my mother used to have a fit. She'd say, ethical pharmaceuticals. And I thought I should change it. Yes.
Ethical okay.
The point is that doctors know what we told them. When I was a rep, I would practice on my father. And there were things that I would talk to him about. And I realized he didn't know anything. Now, he was a heart surgeon, so I guess pediatric vaccines was not going to be something that he, you know, focused on. But the whole point is, this isn't hard to understand. You can look at the CDC's information. You could look at, anyway, the gist of it is, I think what happens is people learn to trust the experts instead of to search out information for themselves.
You're right about that fact. Now, let me make one other point that I think is salient here also. Not only do people trust, quote, the experts, but whenever the government endorses something, they trust their government, and the government lies to the point where now I'm saying whenever the government says something, I have to start out with an idea that they're lying, and I got to almost back into proving they're telling the truth to you and believe them. But one other important piece to this is it doesn't matter if you think vaccines are safe and effective or not. What really matters is this pro-choice idea that you should be able to do, Lauren, what you want with your own body for your own reasons. You're the master of yourself, if you will. In other words, it's your ultimate private property is your person, your body, your being, right? And so whether you agree or not about the statistics, about the details, about what, the point is you should have the choice to decide for yourself, right?
That's true. And you do have the choice, and this is the point that I'm making. As you sit in these schools, public, private, and college, nobody is explaining to you that there's a difference between a man and a subject. If you look at the 14th Amendment, all persons, subject, and that's the important point, born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, there are people who are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So as a free man, I do as I please. When the CPS showed up talking about, well, we heard you were talking bad about the government, talking bad about vaccines. This is the quote, neglecting your children's education, because, of course, I homeschool my children, and, you know, didn't like the size of my house for my family. I told him, get out. And it's so funny because he just didn't even hardly know what to do. But the point is somebody had passed the word, and this is a couple of years ago. So I'm telling you, this is not a new program that they're doing with regard to vaccine. But here's the main point.
Oh yeah, they've been belligerently with it. They've been belligerently pressing this agenda for literally decades now.
Yes, they've been bullying, but they can only bully the ignorant. If you understand who and what you are, that God made the rule, God made the men made a club. The club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage and control the maids and the butlers of the club. It has nothing to do with free men. They're not here to tell us what to do. They're actually, we're only supposed to meet as the beginning of December, the first Monday in December, unless the Congress changes to another day. Well, they did. They moved it to January and said, okay, we're going to meet all year and tell you people what to do. But it only works because people go ahead and do it. The first commandment says, have no other gods before me. So what are we doing obeying men who are telling us, you know, jump off a cliff, cut your wrist? Because that's what it is. And the ignorance.
Take the jab and fill your body with man-made toxin serum.
That's right. And the reason that it's happening is because people are acquiescing because in their ignorance and their lack of fear of God, they're willing to obey men and they're being destroyed. And so it is fair what's happening. And the only thing that's going to stop it is people coming to an understanding of who and what they are and serving the Most High God in the way that he says. He does not say stick a needle in your arm. I mean, there's nothing in the Bible.
Leonard Skinner does, though, so I know what you're saying. Hey, Lauren, any final points? We got to fly. We got a bunch of calls.
Yeah, no. Take the calls, and just people understand you don't have to do this. You're not a parent. A parent is a minor government official. It's a legal term. You are a mother or a father, and you have all the rights. Your children are your property, and when you express it in those terms, they will walk out of your yard, and they will not come back. So I just want people to understand that. Stop being afraid. Do what's right. And if you're ignorant, and you've got the autistic child, or you've got the cancer, or you've got this comes of your ignorance. I have two vaccine-injured children who I've repaired since then. But it was my fault because I was ignorant. And what I did was I did my research, and I changed what I was doing, and I changed my results. And we can do that in America. We don't have to put up with this. And thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Lauren. There she goes, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, what did she call herself, a drug babe or a drug pusher? I can't remember.
No, she didn't say a drug babe. Kirk, come on, that's offensive. Well, she didn't say a drug pusher. She just was a drug rep.
Oh, a drug rep, yeah. Oh, anyway. But, man, there's a bunch of them.
Hey, Jim, you're on the radio.
Pharma guys, huh?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim is in Arkansas. No, West Virginia. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Yeah, Lauren used to be a drug rep. Number one.
Yeah, they used to.
That's right. Good point.
Underemphasized. Yeah. by the Patriot broadcast in this latest round of vaccine insanity, which began decades ago. Well, let me mention this. My dad was a top flight chemist. He knew there were vaccine viruses. Cancer viruses in the original Salk vaccine. The information has been known by the right people. They just don't want you to.
You're right about that. And by the way, if you want to learn more about that, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. Barbara Fisher and others up there have really done a pretty good job busting this wide open. They're not the only ones, but they are a great source and a great resource. They do a good job. They hit hard. They tell the tale as it really is. And not only is there cancers and some of these viruses, but there's all kinds of man-made chemical agents that literally abort babies, literally cause all kinds of other troubles. So it's not an isolated circumstance. There's multiple problems with the vaccinations. And that's why I started out the conversation, Jim. When the government tells you they're safe and effective, the compensation fund that they put the taxpayers on the hook for proves they're lying.
Two hard, fast points. Number one, the Patriot community has underemphasized the underreporting of bad reactions. That's point one. We need to hit.
Hold on, let me stop you though. Not me though. That's why I'm focusing on this compensation fund. It proves they're lying about the safe and effective status of vaccines. This fund pays out literally millions of dollars, and it wouldn't pay out a penny if they're safe and effective, sir.
And number two, read the insert. All those different conditions there and reactions, those are the things you agree not to sue them for. So safe and effective, why have they built these moats around their castles? Thank you.
Great point.
Slow down your delivery for shortwave, okay?
Say that again?
Slow down your delivery for shortwave just a little bit, please.
I just talked too fast. I know I'm guilty of it.
A little.
Kurt Cosby.
Fast talker.
Oh, that's so funny.
Me tell you, Kurt Cosby talked slow enough for
both.
It's a good point,
yeah.
Jim. Thank you, and I agree. All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think? What do you think of that, Kurt? Maybe we ought to just ask Dave in Arkansas, see what he thinks. Hi, Dave.
The shortwave can't keep up with you, Sam.
Let's see if I can get him here. Dave, you there?
Oh, yeah, guys. A good show. I just wanted to say that I was on a street corner protesting the Ebola vaccines. I said, refuse the Ebola vaccines. And this doctor came walking by. He said it was a doctor. He started, yelling at us, saying that we're a danger to society. And I said, I'm going to call the police on you. If you don't be quiet. He says, go ahead and call. And then I just got away from it. So I'm afraid this is going to cause a civil war. But I'm sure a lot of people aren't going to be forced vaccinated. And we don't need to have bloodshed because of the profiteering of the corporations.
Well, what we need to do is kill everybody to save them from themselves, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, isn't that the kind of mentality these ignoramuses are coming from?
Yeah, and I couldn't believe that doctor. He said he was a doctor. He was acting like a madman. Then I had this other guy said, oh, I'm some kind of a pharmacist, vaccine help. And I got into a shouting match with him. I think I called him a Nazi war criminal. I don't know.
Well, they got this new term out, by the way, called anti-vaxxers. Are you one of those guys?
Yes, probably.
Darn right. So I'm an anti-vaxxer, I'm a birther, I'm a truther, I'm a, man, every negative word they got, I'm in, because I want the truth.
Yeah, I think independently and do my own research and I'm not bought off by big pharma and people that want to depopulate and people that want, in Africa, they sterilized everybody. They have zero credibility when it comes to truth-telling.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to make babies if you think that you want freedom. And that's crazy talk. All right, there's another interesting tidbit. I want to know what's going to divide people faster, this vaccination debate or this new thing, To Kill a Mockingbird, the author of that, put out another book now. And in my opinion, it's going to be racial divide like you've never seen because it brings up this, black man rapes white woman scenario and kind of creates fresh wounds, if you will. What do you think is going to happen? Is it going to be To Kill a Mockingbird reincarnated, in other words, divide and conquer with the race wars, or the vaccine wars that's going to be dividing more people?
Well, probably, since there's everybody could be, but probably the vaccine, because that affects both black and white people. you know.
Yeah.
You know, it is unusual. I'm not a racist or anything, that, you know, there's about 30,000 black on white rapes a year, and only, you know, a very few white on black. I don't know. Then you go get to the genetic IQ controversy. I don't feel like going into that right now, but no, that's unheard of for a statistic like that to get to be so screwed.
You know, you're right. Good point. Any final points, sir?
No, y'all did a good job.
Hey, thanks for your call. Thanks so much. If anybody else wants to chime into this conversation, the toll-free number, 866-986-NEWS or 866-986-6397. That's 866-986-6397. Kurt, you got an extra comment about any of the callers? They had a lot of good points. And I think that the last caller has a valid point in the sense he says, you know what, this might create a kind of a war, a civil war on the topic. What do you think, Kurt? You think that's going to happen?
Well, it is happening. It's been happening for a long time. And, you know, the different people, you know, they use their weapons. For example, the big establishment media is a weapon for folks like, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. They fund them big times. Like if you don't believe that, just watch, you know, some of the big media. And you'll see, man, big time advertising coming from the pharmaceutical industry.
You got that
and,
right.
You know, I guarantee you they fund a lot of Congress and senators. They buy a lot of those guys.
That's a good point. Kurt, Sean wants to chime in. Hi, Sean, Wyoming. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. I just want to make the point that, it's critical. I listen, quite a bit in, Lauren from Ohio always calls in, and she's trying to hammer away continually on a daily basis with her calls that we have authority under the organic and true Constitution, the law du jour under our constitutional common law rights to live as free men and free women. But the lie that they have imposed upon us through the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment and the 1871 Organic Act of Washington, D.C., puts us in this corporate commercial venue of law, which we really volunteer in on a daily basis, of which we have no right. So I just wanted to clarify. I think it might go over a lot of people's head. And this,
you're right about that. And let me throw something else out for you. I understand a lot of this. I don't focus a lot of it on the radio because it's kind of like casting your pearls before swine a little bit. In other words, you got to talk in parables, sad to say, in modern America to some degree. You've got to educate people as they come along. Otherwise, they just don't understand what you're even saying. It's kind of like me going off on a technical topic about computers and such where sometimes people just don't even have a clue what I'm saying. But I bring that up to say you've got a valid point. The problem with that whole scenario, even though we volunteer on a daily basis, is that in real estate they call it a double contract. And a double contract means that you can't make me agree to something that you don't give me the whole details of. And so we as Americans have agreed to something where we haven't been given the whole story. And thus they've created a double contract, which means half the contract is within our purview, half of the contract has been not within our purview. It's criminal. It's against the law, it's fraud, and we the people need to eventually educate to eventually overthrow that color of law scenario, that lie. The problem is until we get enough education from the American people, it's going to be a road of hope for sure, sir. But your point is spot on.
Yeah, and I appreciate your follow-up there. Yes, but I want to tell you this. I've been in this struggle for almost 40 years, and I've come to realize now because I've won some issues in court on this same topic, that aside from informing our fellow countrymen on a daily basis of what really is going on, so there'll be more of us, this is fundamentally one of the only things we can really do, because the politicians continually get elected, and if they're not paid off directly, they don't want to rock the boat, because the fundamental thing about these politicians at the local and state level is once they get in the loop in politics and government, rather, and business, They're set for life.
Yeah, because they set the laws to protect themselves as insiders. They have the money rolling. They have the power of the press in bed with them for various reasons, to the point where, hey, you got to use a block and tackle to get them out, huh?
Well, yeah, but it's even more than that, my friend. They get into the loop of the corporations and the government, and they're never want for a job again. And they rotate. It's like being in the movie business when you're in the loop and you go and you can always work on a movie. It's the same way. These people go from business to government, back to business and government.
Yeah, they got the revolving door, and if they take too much heat in one sector, they simply bounce to the other sector and use that protection to just stay there, man. It's brutal. All right, any other points? Thanks for the call.
Ultimately, it comes down to being informed and educating yourself. And really, it is appalling when you think that we were once a pioneer, frontier people, and we didn't worry about volunteering into everything, but we've become so effete and so soft.
I got a break coming. I got to fly.
What?
I got a break. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
By the way, we're taking calls from folks just like you. Eric's up next from the beautiful state of... Well, we'll talk about it in a second. Joyce Riley, The Power Hour. Sam filling in for Joyce.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with The Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, back to the live. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby filling in for Joyce Riley. Hope you're all doing absolutely marvelous. We're taking your calls. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about the law, belligerent government, all rolled into one. on your radio. And by the way, if you want to chime into the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. The chime-in participation number is 866-986-NEWS or 866-986-6397. Eric is in Oklahoma, and he's on your radio. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
We're doing marvelous, sir. How about you?
Doing fairly well this morning. Thank you. You know, we are under asymmetric warfare. And in asymmetric warfare, this I want to read something real quick. This is written by Navy SEAL describing asymmetric warfare. The goal is to obscure the authors of violence, to shift the blame from the attacker to the victim. This is an immediate where the real effort is expended in an attempt to control the narrative. All right? So all they're doing right now is we've been under attack since I was born, probably. I'm almost 50 years old. And, so what's new, you know? And, it's becoming obvious that, you know, they're really trying to plunge this country down. And
you're right about that. You're right about that, Eric, and it's a sad scenario. And the problem is too many of us have been dealing with this for so long, we become cynical. If we're not careful, we end up kind of giving up the fight because we get so cynical. We say, golly, man, we ought to not vote. There's nothing but vote fraud everywhere. Man, being on the radio is a waste of time. You're just preaching to the choir. And we tend to talk ourselves out of solutions and out of being part of the answer. And what we need to do is just be patient and steady and carry out our activities as if it all depends on us. But then not get discouraged. Just think about doing the best you can as if it all depends on you. And then trusting in if it all depends on God and others. And that's a hard balance to achieve, but that's what we've got to do.
But with vaccinations, it's kind of, you know, we're talking about our children, for one. And, the vaccinations could really be the tipping point in a way. Because, if you scramble enough brains from enough children, then we don't have a future, right? And that's
a great point.
Sad and pathetic. And the Megyn Kelly thing, she really disgusts me. I'm really sickened by her, man. You know, politicians are whores, but media personalities are whores too. You know, that's how you have to look at these jokers.
In this case, it was Kelly Evans from CNBC, but Megyn Kelly, you know, like Sam said,
they're both whacked out.
She was the one who, was saying that to Huckabee about, hey, us women, we do everything now, you know.
Kelly,
it's just a mess.
This was saying, take the vaccine. All the things about the problems of vaccine. Old news, and since then, new facts have come to the light, and vaccines are completely safe. She's like, take the vaccine. So
I'm ready to watch her take it on TV.
Well, she destroyed her credibility completely.
I know, but it's kind of like Al Gore and all those environmental wackos. It's like, hey, if you believe less people should be on the planet, why don't you go ahead and start with you, you know?
I think so. I think I would hand them the pistol.
All right, thanks, Eric. Anything else?
You have a great day.
All right, thank you, sir. Dave, New York, you're on the radio. Is this Dave?
Ben.
Are you there, Dave? Uh-oh, Dave? All right, somehow I must have lost Dave, Kurt. I don't know.
Dave is, I'm sure he's there somewhere.
Hey, Lou, are you there? Pennsylvania. Hi, Lou.
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on the air?
You're live on the radio, sir.
Hey, I got something very interesting to tell you. I'm 85 years old. About 1970s, I was driving school bus for girls that were pregnant who weren't married. I drove them to school.
All right, here's what I want you to do. Stay right there. Hang tight. We got a quick break. We'll be right with you. Don't go anywhere. Stay there. You are listening to the Power Hour on GCN.